Let's go a little bit further in the Shakavatari of Daf Lamed Hey Nachum Tamei Beis. We left off with the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. So what exactly will be the Gzeira Shava that Rish Lakish is referring to when he says Beferish Rips the Torah Chayve Malkius ke Chayve Mises. Right, so again, let's just anchor ourselves on the same with the same anchor. So we have Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish. Whether Chayve Malkius Shogigin, whether Chayve Malkius Shogigin is like Chayve Mises Shogigin. Alright, in other words, we want to resolve the machlekes, but the steerer between our sugya and the sugya makas. So Rish Lakish resolves it by saying that our Mishnah is Rav Meir and his Mechayiv, Malkus, and Mamma together. Rish Lakish says it's not like Rav Meir, it's Kirabonon. When Rav Yechanan says it's Kirabonon, so therefore he's making our sugya to be a sugya where there's only us, where there's no asra. So our sugya is the case of Chayve. That's the question. Mises and Malkius b'shoigig. So the Gemara says in the Flamarim and Aleph, why would Rav Yechanan be moikim our Mishnah to be a situation of Achiyav Chomer b'shoigig? We know from Tanit B'chizkia that it doesn't matter whether Achiyav Chomer is b'shoigig or Mezit. The Gemara says, no, that is the goof of the Machlekes of Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Everybody holds that there's a ton of the Mechizkiya. Everybody holds that that when the Chi of Chomer is B'shoigeg, it is also going to pater Chi of Mammon, the Chi of Kal. The only question is, that din, a ton of Mechizkiya, was that said only Legabe Chi of Misa B'shoigeg, or was it said also Legabe Chi of Malkus B'shoigeg? In other words, ton of Mechizkiya is Mechadish, that Kolim Rabmine, it's the Maisa which is patering, not the Chi of Misa which is patering. And now there's a machlekes b'yechanan Rish Lakish, whether Tanit v'chizkia also was referring to a chi of malchus b'shoigeg, that the maisa is a maisa chomer that's not poiteres, and whether it's the malchus per se which is being poiter. Our Gemara says that machlekes between Rish Lakish and b'yechanan boils down to whether b'yechanan has the gzei reshava that Rish Lakish has. Rish Lakish has some Gzeir Shavah. That Gzeir Shavah is going to be including a Malkius Din to a Misa Din. Correct? Exactly what was that Machlekes? And what was that Gzeir Shavah? That's a Machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Rava says it is Abaye says Rasha Rasha, and Rava says that it's Mako Mako. Our Gemara says not really Mako Mako. You can't really find Mako Mako. Our Gemara says it was Rav Papa. Hi makam, ilayim of makam, behemi yishalmen, makam odom yumos, doesn't work, hi biktoliksim. El hi makam, makam, makam nefesh, behemi yishalmen, nefesh tachas nefesh. V'somach lei vishkitin mumbam visay. V'hai lav makam, Gemara says, no, that's not Gzeir Shavah. Gemara says, well, it's not makam, it's hakah. Hakah, hakah, karminan. Gemara says, it still doesn't work. V'oksiv b'chayv l'chaveri, who d'chsiv, v'chayv l'chaveri kibar tashlumenu. The Gemara says that the Chayv HaChavera, you're going to do a Gzeir Shav Makoh HaKoh, then you're going to end up being Mechayiv Mammon, because the Chayv HaChavera is one of the cases where you're Chayiv Mammon. The Gemara says, no, we'll talk about a Chayv HaChavera, Pachos Mishav Pruta. So because the din of a Chayv includes all kinds of Chabolah, even Pachos Mishav Pruta, so that's going to be a case where there's going to be a Chayv Malkus, not a Chayv Mammon. And now we have a din of Mako Mako that even the Chi of Malkius B'Shoigeg will pater not only the Chi of Malkius B'Mezit. Gemara says, Im Einoi Inyan, Tineu Inyan Hako, She'ein Bo Shavah Pruta, Soif, Soif, Lav, Bar Tashlumin Ho. Gemara says, at the end, you're going to end up doing a Gzeir Shavah where a person's getting Malkius because there is no option of not giving Tashlumin. Either there is an option of Tashlumen and he's going to pay, but there's no option of the Pachim Shavah Pruta. Gemara says, oh, so we'll talk about a different situation, a situation of the Bahadi, the Mach Yikra, Shiron, delay. That while he is beating him up, he's also ruining his clothes. The Rashi says, Kaleimar, Ashminan, Deloike, Mishum, Chabola, Upodim, Tashlumi, Kriya. Loi shana hisru boy veloi shana loi yisru. Delei loki. Potu mitashlumen vekeisho delei tachlik. The Gemara says that what we learn from the Gzeres Shavah is not to be machalik between hasra and non-hasra. So that will be Rava's, that's how Rava will provide the Hekish for Resh Lakish. All right, so at Laman Haven Aleph, Haman Base, we're holding with the Machlekes of Yechon Resh Lakish, exactly what is Resh Lakish's din, where he's limud from, a Machlekes Raman Abayim. Where it says, Uletana de Mechizki de Amemaka Odom Makavema Mimai de Bechoil Ksiv, Velekul Flugei, Dilma Beshambus Ksiv, So that was a further technical point that we cleared in order to be able to be Mikeim the Tanit Bechizkiah talking about Misa Bishoige. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, then Rav Papa says, La'abaye, that the Rabba, according to Rabba, that says, Chidashu Shechitra Terah Lebiknas, V'yavagav, the Mikvah Mashalim, Masisim Kaman Moikim La. The Gemara says, are we going to get stuck? Who's going to be the time of the Mishnah? If we hold that Alphagav, the Mikvah Mashalim, if we hold that by Knas, we don't say Kolim Ramine, Alpha Gav the Mikul Mashalim, Knas is different. And that's, Rabba says, that's a Chiddush Lagabe Knas, a Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Masnisin Kaman Moikim, who be the Tana? Iker Meir, Kasha Bita. Why is Bita Kasha coming to Meir? Next. Was that?
Mishnah.
No.
Next Mishnah.
No, it said. So you're right. Next mission, but why is it a kasha or a mayor?
Because it's a case where it's kenas that putter that you are applying kimle.
You're applying kimle, and it's a kenas. So in a mayor, if a mayor is the time of the first mishnah, then you won't apply kenas. The Gemara says ikir nechunya ben akone. So maybe it'll be nechunya ben kasha achoyse. Why is achoyse kasha? From nechunya ben akone. Garis, also should not have a kenas. The Gemara says, Ik Rabbi Yitzchak, we haven't learned yet Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak is a sugi in Makis, that Chai Vekrisis, Ein Chai Vekrisis Bechlal Malkis, that a Chai Vekrisis does not get Malkis. That lab, a lab that's Chai Vekrisis doesn't get Malkis. So the Gemara says, it won't work, because Mamzeres shouldn't get Malkis. And our Mishnah intimates that Mamzeres is one of the chidushim where we are going to end up paying a knas. But that a chidush is going to be Yitzchak. Hanich Yisover Kirab Yechanan, Hunami Metaritzla Kirab Yechanan, El Yisover Kirshlokesh Echim Metaritzla Kirab Yechanan Svirulay. So Rav Papa says that according to Rabba, he has to be making our mission like Rabbi Yechanan. Otherwise, we're going to get stuck. And as if we have, we will not be able. Or Papa says that Rabba will not be able to accept Mishlokish's interpretation of the Yishuv of the two Mishnayos. Omalei Rav Masan Levi the Mishlokish Dama Bishop Sotera Chavim Malkus Chavim Rises Man Tana De Polig Alei. The Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Gemara says Reb Nechunya ben Akona is not a das hamuskam as opposed to Tanit Bechizkiah. So we'll be able to say the Kedim of Meir or even Reb Yitzchak will not accept Reb Nechunya ben Akona. What was Reb Nechunya ben Akona's din? His din was the Chai Vekrisis. Right. In other words, Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Now let's keep my eye in for a moment. Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Right. Came in the Bono Lekan, right? Name of Bay Milsa. Nechunya ben Akona's chiddush is that is chai v'krisus lav davke chai v'mises, correct? Okay, good. Now, what is the din of chai v'mises? Again, we'll go one step further. And where does what's Rabbi Nachunyim and Arkonis din based on? Go ahead.
Rabbi Rabbi says asum asum,
right,
which would include all types of misa b'dishamayim, and Rabbi says it's molev, it's kari shali, kami shalem.
Okay, good. So now let's go step by step. Rabbi Nachunyim ben Arkona obviously accepts the din of common rabbinei legabe chive misas, right? Person's chayiv misa. Person does classic case. Person is chayiv misa. He's mechalal Shabbos. He gunmans in his mechayiv in his chayiv Shabbos basra, right? What's the din if he's stealing and he is chay and he's mechalal Shabbos without asra? Was that potter because of Tana Bechizki? Okay, good. Now, what's the din going to be if a person is Ba'al HaChoisoi and at the same time as he's Ba'al HaChoisoi, let's leave off the Kmom Peknas, he's a Kareh Shirayan. He's Ba'al HaChoisoi Behasra and he's Kareh Shirayan at the same time. What's the din going to be, Daniel? Rashi says what? What did you say, Rashi?
Rabashi.
Okay, good. So he's still chayiv. Now, and that'll be Rashi's interpretation of? Correct, good. Okay. So let's get a case. Let's try to get Rashi out of the situation. A case of Nechunyi ben Arkona without Kenas. Zor Shachol Tumo. Correct? Then Mechlegis Rav Nabaya. So what will be a case that everyone will agree upon, if Nechunyi ben Arkona case, that everyone is Mekabel? Was that? His Lashon is that he's Mashva Shabbos Yom Kippur. Right? So what are you doing Yom Kippur? Was that? Hidlik Gadosh B'Yom Kippur. Alright? Hidlik Gadosh B'Yom Kippur. He's Chayiv. He's not chayiv skila, right? Again, hidlik godesh b'yom kippur. So he's not chayiv b'shvidei shemaim, chayiv kores. He's going to be chayiv to pay for the godesh. So be potter. Now, next step, right? Next step. Hidlik godesh b'yom kippur b'shoigeg. He thought it was. He said he learned in yeshiva. You're allowed to cook in yom tov. Alright, that means you could do Havara on Yom Tov. He didn't, they learned that on Yom Kippur you can't, Zeheter Echol Nefesh on Sunday. He didn't come Sunday. So he missed that shir. So he thinks that you could be Madlik, you could be do Havara on Yom Kippur. He did it B'Shoigeg. He was a Madlik, Godish Yom Kippur B'Shoigeg. Nope, Chai Repoter. So it sounds like a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, right? Machlekes Rashi Tosfos again. So what is the nakuda we're zeroing in on? We learned several weeks ago of Nechunyi ben Arkona that he was mashve Yom Kippur kishabbos. Rabbi Nechunyi ben Arkona is based on either Gzeirah Shava or Asin Asa, and they're based on the limud of Asisem. That's a lashon. Either Osain Osain or was that?
Yeah.
Right, correct. That is Davka by Chorus. Davka by Chorus. Alright? And not by is the Davka Chorus and not an Iser not Chiyuv Misa. Not Kmina for Zor Shachol Truma. But the Gabe Chorus so we mask him. So now person if a person was madlik godish b'mezid, so as far as we can tell, he's going to get karis. We don't know because Roch has a mind, but as far as we know, he'll get karis. So therefore, he will be potter from paying for the yiddish. Correct? What happens if madlik godish b'yom kippur b'shoigeg? He didn't know there was an yom kippur hadlaka, right? So that's so Gal says that's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos. All right? How would you form it the machlokes Rashi Tosfos? No, go ahead, Josh.
Rashi is saying that reason why he can't be a
that, good, so that's how we know
that he could have said put not rock just can't get it.
Okay, good. So now so Josh is telling us how did Gal know this machlek is Rashi Taisus. Gemara says himself in Daf Chof Tes Omad Aleph. Ha'oichel chomich l'hektish b'shoyeg b'moyeg. Pesach he'is chomich l'hektish. Gemara says mal is a code word for having to pay chomish, having to pay back hektish and chomish. Mal is a code word for b'chai v'tashlumen. So he ate chomish in Pesach shel hektish, so he's chai of koreis, and he's going to be paying tashlumen. Yesha meloy mal, but he hasn't paid tashlumen. Man yesha imim, arav yechanan, rav nechun yibin akoni. The tanya mechun mekana, af yem ekipurim, mischai v'nafshim, what's mit tashlumen? Okay. The Gemara says this question of Oichel Chomis shel hektish b'moyed, is he going to be paid tashlumen or not? That's the machleg of mechun mekana. We know from our sugya, on daf lamed heyam, and beis, that this is a machlekes between the Nechunim and the Kona, either a Meri B'Yitzchak, right? In other words, our Gemara says, who's Chalik of Nechunim and the Kona? So you could say, how do we know this is a machlekes? So that's the Braisa in Psachim Chav Tes Amad Aleph. There is a machlekes. Gemara says that Yeshem and Loimal. Gemara wants to know, man Yeshemim, who's a Tanakama? So our Gemara says we should have somebody says Ayin be Perkelanaris, Suvis Lamhe be Beis Machlekes either a Meir or a Bechnan or Reb Yitzchak and Reb Nachman Akana. What's the Machlekes between Reb Nachman Ben Akana and his Bar Plugta, Reb Meir or Reb Yitzchak? Whether we apply, how would you formulate the Machlekes? Right? No, what's this is Ibn Khunim bin Khan's din. Right? Good? Okay. Now, what's the catch? That Me'ilo is only Chayiv Teshlumen if Me'ilo by definition is Shegeg. Right? That's the catch. So, when you open up Psachim Chav Tesman Aleph, not only do you learn that there's a machlekes that Mechim Mekana is not a Tanya Chizkiya that has no Bar Plukta, but you also learn that Mechim Mekana said it's Din Lagabe Shegig as well. All right, Lachari, that should be Poshut. Lagabe Shegig as well. Rashi Yesh Toyim. And there are those who make this mistake. He potter ibn Nechunya b'meizit potter debar koris v'hocha b'shegi gaskina midetani mo'al v'shegi la bar koris v'tos who's there. V'gabi chomeitz meizit hu. V'gabi hektish shegi gu. L'yodesh ushal hektish. Rashi said, you could easily make the mistake that we just made. Right? That's a terrible. Tosham is the same thing. Right? So he could make the same toes, but Rashi is very, very strong, obviously, in his sheet over here. Yesh Toyim. There's those who make a terrible mistake. And they look, open up, Chav Tesim, and Alphim Sochem, and they say, Mikan Yesh Olmod, that Nechunim and Akonah says, then Lagabi is Shogig as well, because Me'il has to be Shogig. Correct? Again, inside. Yesh Toyim, the Kashul Hook, he put him between the Mazed Potter. The bar koreisu, v'ocho b'shoigig askinon. And here it's shoigig. V'diktoni mo'al, v'shoigig la bar koreisu. V'tos huzeh, why diga v'chomets mezidu? He knows that he can't eat mezid. He didn't know he can't eat hektish. He went to Gevaldik Yashir. She went to Shir Batu B'Shvat. about the kedusha of achila. The mahalach amongst the chassidus farm and he heard about the kedusha of a ma'isa achila letzorech avodas Hashem. So he said, in Mali, if it's hegdish, not hegdish, my achila is kedusha anyways. So he figured he can eat kedusha. But he knew he can't eat chametz of Pesach. So Gemara says, that's what Rashi's saying over here. Look, it's so nervous. He was eating chametz b'mezid. Eating chametz b'mezid is, he's a bar chametz. And the maisa hektish was b'shoigeg. So the kol ramine is between the kores of chametz and the tashlumen of meila. The Gemara gives shot, no? It's tight. So if that's the case, so it's not in the links. And they get, I didn't they get good point. Okay, thank you very much. Good. So hold on, Sam. So Tosva says, Rav Nachunya hi, af al gav da ocha b'shoi geng ayri, meritoni mo'al, meloi mo'al, mikol mo'akim, kaimun ki chizki yoda, mechad yuiz a shoi geng tumen at ashlumen, hu adein koreis, Rav Nachunya ben akonem. Then discuss the korban, not for right now, alright? No, so Tosfos is the Tayyim. Right? Obviously, it was around before Rashi. Right, so it's an old machlekes, which Tosfos with the grandchildren rebelled against the Zayda. Right, and they said this it's not a Tos. Good, so everything's clear now. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, whether Nechunya ben Akona said his did l'gabe shoyge. No, how would you formulate? How do we know this? Because meal is always b'shoyge. So Rashi said you cannot learn anything from this sugi about shogi because it's the chametz that was amazing. Taisa says no, we can learn shogi from this. And Chizki said afal pikein chaya misa shogi b'durin. Good. How would you now formulate the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? No good.
Say to everyone, they say that learning about is time to Chizki, is it redefining what role you have some, or is it a specific tour by?
Good. Okay, so that will certainly work according to Abaye, right? Hezbra Dover. So we skipped one step, right? If we wanted to formulate the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, we would say, as Tosfos says, that Reb Nachunya ben Akonem said his din. Reb Nachunya ben Akona accepted Chizkiya. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Mikol mokim kamen kechizkiya. Tosfos is saying, why does Rashi say that this could not be kipshuta that the me'ilos b'shoigeng? Why did Rashi have to say, no, it's talking about chomis b'mezin? Why can't we say it was hektish b'shoigeng? Because who said that Rav Nachunya ben Akona said it's din legabe shoygeg? Make it easy to remember. Rav Nachunya ben Akona said achiyav karis is also tol miramine, right? In other words, Rav Nachunya ben Akona said, according to Rashi, just to make it easier to remember, according to Rashi, that it's the fact that the guy's going to get karis. It's the oynish of karis. Who said that it's the Maisa HaMachayiv Kores? Right? Without Chizkiya is the Machadish. It's not the, until you read Chizkiya, until you get to Daf, Lamed Hei Yon Aleph, then you should assume it's the Oynesh of Misa, it's the Oynesh of Malchus that's pottering. Comes with Chizkiya and it says enough Daf Lamed Hei Yon Aleph, that it's not the that it's not the chiyuv, that's not the oynesh, it's the maisa chomor. Machlokes v'shlokes Rav Yechon, is that correct? Only legabe misa, also legabe malchus. Now, what about Rav Nachunya ben Akona? when he said that Kores is also a Chomer Dikedin? Did he mean the Oynesh of Kores? Or did the Maisa Machai of Kores? Right? So Tosfa says, well, he holds of Chizkiyah. Mikol Mokem Kan Chizkiyah, we all hold of Chizkiyah. Right? If we all hold of Chizkiyah, that means Kol Lebe Ramine is referring to the Chomerdike Maisa, not to the Yoinish. So why should we get nervous? Why should we get hung up on whether it was B'Shoyim or Maisa? Obviously, Rashi is chelik in this Nakuda. Right? Obviously, Rashi says, so why did it come to Chizkiyah? Who said that Chizkiyah's Chiddush applies to Nechonim and Akana? Rashi says it doesn't apply to Nechonim and Akana. Right? So, L'chayra, we can now formulate the Machlekes. Rashi Tosfos simply, in technical terms, did the Chiddush of Tana de Chizkiyah apply to the Chiddush of Nechonim and Akana? A little bit less technical terms, the Chiddush of Chizkiyah, that Kolim and Rabbi Minei, it's the Maisa HaChomer which is pattering, not the Oynesh HaChomer. That Chiddush, did Rabbi Nechonim and Akana accept that Chiddush? Look at his din. When he talked about Kores, was he saying it's the Maisa HaChomer that's Machayim Kores, which is Patrick from Moman? Or did he say that it's the Oynish of Kores, which is Patrick? So Tosfos, L'chayra, if we were learning a little bit lighter, if we weren't learning B'Ian, so we would assume. Like Tosfos, no? We would assume once Ibn Chunyim and Akona says his din. Did I get it right? No, once Tanu Mechizke says his din. He's telling Achidish and Komlei. Achidish and Komlei. It's the Maisa Chomra which is pattering. Now there's a Machlekes, Rishlogish, and Rabbi Yechanan. What about Malkus? All right. Right. But in the Chiyuv Misa, Maisa Chomra. They argue about Malkus. That's not such a chomer d'gedin. But Misa is a chomer d'gedin. So Mali is a chomer d'gedin. Bidei Shemayim, bidei Yodam. Come on. So that's what Tosfos says. Kamal Kechizkiya. And Rashi says, Yesh Toyin. That's a mistake. Ki Potter Nuhi Memezit Potter. The Bar Koresu. The Bar Koresu. It's not the Maisa Chomer. Remember, she said the Lomdus. It's Bar Koresu. Rabbi Nechonim HaKana said it's a fact that he's Chayv Kores. He'll get the Yoinish Kores. He's a Bar Kores. But it's not the fact that he's a Maisa Mechayv Kores. Good. So now Yisrael said one step further. So what's Taka the Machlaikis? So what's Taka the Machlaikis? In other words, again, we just follow the dots again. Our Sugyam said that Nechonim ben Akana is party to a machlokes. Where's the machlokes? Ah, Pesachim Chavtes and Aleph. Good. Pesachim Chavtes and Aleph is formulated Nechonim ben Akana in the context of the seeming context of a shoygeng. So now there's the machlokes. Rashi Tosfos had a little pshat in how to read the words of Chavtes and Aleph, right? We could have started the shiur now. We didn't have to connect the dots. I just wanted to push us a little bit further so we can go back to tomorrow. Right? But we could have said the shiur over here. We could have said today we'll discuss Pesachim Chavtes Min Aleph. Right? Hey, guys, then we're going to come to Abin, we'll come to Chavtes Min Aleph. Good. What's in Chavtes Min Aleph? There, Rav Nechunya Min Akona, that we learned on Daf, no. Laman Min Aleph. And it was quoted over there because we wanted to figure out who the town of the Mishnah is, right? Because we wanted to include the category of the of Achais, who is only a chi of Koreis, and not a chi of Misa b'nei Adam. So the Gemara says, now we want to know, now we can have a chikira in the Nechonim and Akana. now that we know a ton of the Chizkiya, so we can ask a kasha that we couldn't ask in Daf Laman Ralph. Rav Nachman ben Akana, when you said your din, that Chi of Kores is like a Chi of Misa B'day Adam, how far did you take it? Did you say a Maisa HaMachayiv Kores, or did you say the Oynish Kores? That's the Machlaikis, Rashi Taisis. Where is it in Machlaikis? Pesachim Chav Tesmet Aleph says, Ochal Chomeis BePesach, is he going to pay a hektel hektish? Is he paying or not paying? That's a code word for saying, Ochal Chomeis BePesach B'Shoyeg, is he paying or not? So Rashi says, so Tosfos says, oh, Mikan Roim, Adomer Poshut, that the Mduchuni Ben Akone was Makaba Chizkiya, which makes so much sense because our sugi assumes that Chizkiya anyways is a Zobar Pelukta, right? So we would assume, just like Chizkiya said, it's a Maisa Machayev, so Lagabe Koris is the Maisa Machayev. And Rashi says that's a Tos, that's taking too much liberty. Who said that Mduchuni Ben Akone held of Chizkiya? Good. So now, We can form the machlekes Rashi Tosfos. The gabe the din of Nechunya ben Akone is kores a simon that this is a maisa chomer and therefore it's pattering, or is kores the siva hapoiteres? Is it the fact I'll get kores? Rashi says bar kores is pattering, and Tosfos says it's a maisa chomer. Good. Now the question is, but what? Are according to what are Rashi and Tosfos, how did they come to machlokes? How did they come? What gave rise to their machlokes? What's the nakuda of their machlokes? So Israel says the nakuda must be, all right. Now let's go slow, because Israel said according to Abaye. What's the nakuda? According to Abaye, we have Abaye said, "Rav Nachunya ben Akone, not such a big chiddush." That's what Osei means. We the whole din of Komle comes from Osei, Veloye Osei. So Rav Nachunya ben Akone, according to Abaye, says Osei, Mali Osei the Odom, Mali Osei the Shemayim. Osei is Osei, Veloye Osei. Nachunya ben Akone saying, "I'm not such a big chiddush." I'm just learning pshat, right? No. So, according to Abaye, who makes more sense, Rashi or Tosfos? Right? Anybody disagree with Sam on this? Right? So we have to understand Rashi. Right? You have to understand Rashi, right? Tosfos is the easier shiur to give. According to Tosfos, you have Menchana. No? Correct? Taishva says that's awesome. Right? We have to wait to. According to Taishva, it's Minchon Delia. I'm not sure if we're going to be in town. So, according to Rashi, no, according to Rashi, what's Hezbra Domer? How are you going to explain Rashi? According to Rashi, why should we think that Rav Nachunya ben Akone's din would be limited if once you have Tana Dechizkiya, then it's the Maisa HaChomer HaPoiteres. So Rav Nachunya ben Akone says, I want you to know, Komlei applies to Koris as well. No, so why should we switch gears? No good.
That's what was connected with the. Which allowed us to understand that even
Bishoyi,
you're
part
from
pay. But Kari's, so
Kari's
saying?
Not against an Adam. Who's that? Kari's
saying, not against an Adam. Mako. All right? What does Mako Mako teach me?
Just like Behema, you're always Chayev, by Adam, you're always Pater.
Isn't that Malchus, though?
No, but the original Pasuk, not the Xerish of Mako Mako. The original Pasuk, Mako Behema, you shall Mako Adam, you must.
Yeah.
So what we're dealing with originally is Misa, because that's you're actually hitting someone else.
Uh-huh.
You're killing someone else, right? But Karis is not against an Adam, so
Tana de Chizkiya, Maka Adam, Maka Nishal Mena, Maka Adam Yumas. How do we know, what Tana de Chizkiya is this? How do we know that we should equate a masa that is the mice apoteres and it's not the oinish apoteres? The Gemara says, because when it comes to tashlumen, because we're learning the p'tur of maka, the p'tur of maka from the chiyuv tashlumen. Chiyuv tashlumen, we don't look at the kavana, right? So when it comes to the p'tur, we should not look at kavana. We shouldn't look at shegig or mezid. When it comes to the mechayiv tashlumen, don't look at shegig or mezid. A maisa. Chabola is mechayiv. In the rare circumstance of an oines gomor, Ramban will partiyav. But except from that, even a chabola ba oines is going to be chayiv. So since when it comes to chabola, baka behema, we don't look at anything but the maisa. So memela, when it comes to the maka odom that is pattering, only look at the maisa. Good. So now Uri says, but that's legabe hakor, which is a chiyuv, which is vice versa chiyuv misa. So how do we know that should apply to korvei? That's a good taina, right? What's that? No, but that tastes very difficult. No, Rashi's gevaldig now. No, is the taste difficult? Because Rashi, according to Uri, said, it's right? It's very smooth. How do you know Tana de Chizkiya is din? Maka. Tana de Chizkiya is din. How do you know that Kol Levin Rabbi Minei applies only to Achiyev, applies, is governed by the Maisa, not by the Onesh? Because Legabi Chiyev Misa B'dei Shemayim, we said, Achiyev Misa B'dei Shemayim is like a Chomer Dekar Maisa. Will apply to Malchus? We'll have to discuss Maka, right? Who said it applies to Koreis? So Rashi's Gavaldi. Rashi says this chiddush of Tana v'Chizkiya doesn't come from Osin. Rashi says Yesh Toyim. Sorry, Sam. Right? Rashi says Yesh Toyim. Right? But he held sway for at least 5 minutes. Not bad. Right? Yesh Toyim. Right? Some people make a mistake and they say Osin. That Tana de Bechizk, that the Chunyim and Akona is just expanding the din of Osoin, right? But Urban Rashi says it's wrong. What was Tana Bechizkia? Until you come to Tana Bechizkia, it's the Oinesh which is pattering. Tana Bechizkia teaches you it's not the Oinesh. How do you teach it's not the Oinesh? A Hekesh. A Hekesh of moment, right? So Tana Bechizkia taught you that Maka Odom Yumos. That when it comes to a chiyuv misa patering from a chiyuv moment, it's the masa, not the oinish. No, how do you know the gabi koris? Where's your hekesh? Where's your lima the gabi koris? That's the Rashi's Gavaldi. There is no lima for koris. No. So the taste is, go ahead, Yoni.
Why are we assuming that Rav Nachman ben Yochanan has the whole Tana de Chizkiya? The Rashbam that Moses points out that there could be another sheet of Rabbi Yishmael ben Moshe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka.
Okay.
So it could be a lot of saying that the Chlal, Rav Nachman ben Yochanan is not Gor, it's Tana de Chizkiya. So why would I think
that? Well, the reason I wouldn't go down that road is because Rashi is accepting the din in this context. He's saying it's only Gavi Shoyg, Gavi Mezid. He will accept the Mechon Yerukana.
Yeah, I'm not saying in terms of Kamli. Of course, he agrees with Kamli Rabbi. I'm saying Chayvei Misa Shoyg and whether that's Moshe or not.
Tanu Yechizkiya.
Yeah. Whether Rabbi Yerukana calls it Tanu Yechizkiya.
Yeah, but he only wants to Mechalik Gavi Shoyg, not the Gavi Mezid. So he seems to.
Right. Everyone agrees that we apply Kamli Rami, the question is to extend the Shogi. So it could be that Rashi is saying that he doesn't hold the time to chizki the flow, and therefore willing to say kol rabbi even amaze it. Meaning, that means
so it's possible, but why would you go down that road once Uri said his vort? Once Uri said his vort, I don't need to work hard with Rashi. I have to work hard with Tosfos. Tosfos is not that more difficult. As long as what Sam said was correct, Osein, so then Anachami said, instead of trying to figure out Rashi, so maybe we could be making Rashi. But once Uri said, it's a mistake. We understand the Torah Rashi is talking about. You went down, you were fooled by Osein Osein. That's not the limud. The limud of Tonu Chizkiah is not Osein Osein. The limud of Tonu Chizkiah is Maka Maka. So Rashi is Gevaldik. So Tosfos has to be understood now. And I could give another Teretz to Rashi. I don't need a Teretz to Rashi. I need a Teretz to Tosfos now. No, it's clear. It's clear what's bothering us. Tosfos is the one that says a dover poshut that when Chizkiah said his din, it applies to Kairos as well. So why is it a dover poshut? Chizkiah's din was a din of Maka Adam, Maka Behem, but that's referring to Chiyav Misa. I understand Rashi very, very well now. That's the limit of Chizkiah only. It drops me off with a chiyuv mitzicha. So I don't have a lima that teaches me. Right? I have a lima that teaches me, Rashi is gvaldik. No, I have a lima that teaches me that when it comes to chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, it's the maisa, not the oynish. Legami malkias, is it the maisa oynish machloikis? Either I have maka maka, rasha, and I have my limud, or Rabbi Yechazel, I don't have a limud. Good. No. So where's my limud legabe koreis? Legabe koreis, I have one limud. I only have nuchun yimin akana. I don't have my mako mako limud. And I have my rosha. No. So koreis, so Rashi's gavaldig. What's Tosfos talking about? Kaimel nuchun yimin akana. But how do we know he says legabe koreis? No. What would you say? You know, what would you say?
Why would you want to be machalik between how Kumlai works?
Yeah.
Meaning, according to Rashi, there's two separate ways that Kumlai works. That it's always about, it's usually just about the Maisa, and now here, it's only about the Onam. So, according to Tosfos, so Kumlai works in one way, and he's going to be consistent throughout. And why, the limud by
Okay.
Shemayim just
redefines
what Kamlai is for everything.
Okay, so Lachar, that's the Nikudas of Machlokes, right? Lachar, what you're mukhruch to say, right? Lachar. That's a stira. So Lachar is mukhruch, but I think, right? But I guess you say Lachar is mukhruch, maybe. So but if we follow Uri's Mahalach, so then what we're going to have to say is that whereas Rashi learned the Gemara like we're saying, according to Uri, Tosfos is saying like Yosef. Tosfos is saying that once I have the Hekesh, Amakem Beheima Yishmak Oni Mishal Yumas, that's teaching me the Adin of Komlai. It's teaching me the Getter of Komlai. And according to Rashi, it's not teaching me the Getter of Komlai. It teaches me another din, right? The way that it's in the Rosh Hashivas discusses is Rav Nuch is Tana de Vechizkiya. Is Tana de Vechizkiya, as we've been assuming until now, redefining Komlei, or is Tana de Vechizkiya teaching me another din, Lagabe Komlei? Is he redefining Komlei and saying Komlei is as we've been learning until now? The Tana de Chizkiah is saying Komlei, it's the Maisa which is patterning, the Maisa Chomor, that the Chomor Dikadin is a Simen. So once I learn that the Chomor, that's the Din of Komlei, that's what I learned from Maka Odom, Yishalmen, Maka Behem, that's the Hekesh. So Tosfos reads very well now. Tosfos says, I know, I understand my din of Tonad Vechizkia. He was Machadish, a new understanding of Komle. So once he timed in of Komle, so Mali, if my Komle is going to be applied to Achia Misa, Bidei Shemayim, Mali, and be other Achia Bidei Shemayim. And Rashi says, Tonad Vechizkia wasn't teaching me a din of a new getter of Komle. He was teaching me another din in the parsha of Komle. There's a parsha of Komle. Yeah, there's a parsha that a mice that a misa a maisa chomor is parting a chiyuv momen. It's a very very branched out parsha. It relates to malchus and momen. It relates to misa and malchus. There's a mayor that you have to pay both. There's a machleis lagabe knas. And Tanakh is telling me a new din. What's the new din? In Achiyah Misa Bidei Shemayim, it's the Maisa and it's not the Oynesh. In Misa Bidei Adam. But Legame Misa Bidei Shemayim, Mandachar Shmei. Right? So Lechaira, the Machlekes Rashi Tosa all the way in Psachim is an important Machlekes for our sugya to define exactly what's the meaning of Tanakh Hizkiya. All right, so again, so now let's just make a sequel quickly. Go the other way around. When it comes to Tanakh Hizkiya, Tanakh Hizkiya told us that when it comes to Kolin Raminei, even B'shoigeg, we apply the din of Komle. Even B'shoige, when it's a Chiyah Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's the Maisa which is pattering, not the energy which is pattering, Chakira, right? A different style of Shir. One style is brisk, that's what we did until now. Do the Sikkim backwards, alright? More of a Shimon. Alright? So Chakira, did Tanir Chizkiya mean there's an entirely new din, and he's being marked in the whole din of Kol Raminei, or did Tanu Chizkiya mean a new chiddush, a one din chiddush? That's a huge din. It's all about every chiyav misa, four different misas, but it's only in chiyav misa with Eishemayim. No achakira. So we say, we found the machlokes b'shoyin in Rashi Tosfos and Psachim. What's the hezra machlokes? That's a achakira. What will be another nafkamina ladina? All right. So now let's just take one step further. All right, so we have our Chakira, we have our Machlokes Rishonim, we have our Anaf Kamina Ladina, we know. It's going to be Ochal Chometz B'Pesach. Mezit Ochal Chometz Tektish B'Pesach, where he knows that it's Chometz and he doesn't know it's Hektish. Anaf Kamina, right? The case of Chayiv Mises Koreis B'Shege. Gvaldik. The Achronim suggest that there could be another Nafkamina Ladina. And that's the Machlokes that we haven't discussed yet of the Tzais the Marshal. But maybe before we do that,
Bigger.
The Rashi we learned last week. Right? Person is eating ba'onos. The case in Lama Mebeis. How do we have a case of a person, Zor Sha'achal Truma? How do we have a case of a Idna? So we said, how's it going to be Idna? Because Tochav Lechavei, Reuben is shoving it down Shimon's throat. If that's the case, the Gemara says, it's similar to Idna. Right? So the Gemara says, no, he's shoving down Shimon's throat, and until the point of Lechmotzi Ladure Mosadar Deidchak. The Gemara says maybe he's putting Mamash all the way down so that Shimon can cough it back up. What are you talking about? The onus. Taisha says onus, he's not paying anything. And Rashi says onus, and he's not chayiv misa. Onus is not chayiv misa. So we ask the Kasha, everybody asking this Rashi, isn't this going to go against the Sugya when we get to Nuchun Minu Konan Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph? Again, throwing it again. We discussed this on Wednesday. Zor Sha'achal Truma, the Gemara says, when will you have a case of Be'idna, when Shimon shoves it down my throat, and then the Gemara has one line and says, when he shoves it down my throat, I can no longer cough it up. It's Be'onos, and it should not be Chayiv Misa. Since it shouldn't be Chayiv Misa, so therefore, I should have to pay Tashlumen. Say, Achroinim, what are you talking about? Didn't you have the Chonin Cheskiyah? Tanu Chizkiya says it's a maisa which is pattering, not the oinges which is pattering. So I'm doing a maisa which is going to, which should normally be mechayev koreis. So mali if I'm chayev misa or not, I'm doing a maisa mechayev koreis. Correct. So the Gemara should have finished off and said, "I in lamed heim and aleph. This is a good case of inna according to b'chayim ben akone." So Rashi, the Gemara, the word doesn't do that. So Miki Vegar says, why didn't we do that? So Miki Vegar has two terutzim. Terutz number one is, no? What's terutz number one? Efsha de Rashi, kosav kein lishitosoi. It's such a strange thing to say, Efsha. I don't understand. Maybe Rashi is true to his own shita. What's his own shita? The davke chay ve misas shayigim p'tur mabolei chay ve kreisas shayigim. Kemoi shekosev amar shah. Rabbi Kivegar says, b'chlal not a kasha, because Rashi is shitasai. Because Rashi in Psochem says that Chayive Misais Shoigigim is no is Potter. But Chayive Krisas Shoigigim, Chayive Misvede Shemayim, Rashi holds, we do not apply Nuchun Yimakonim. It's Bachlal no Kashan Rashi. No? Fits? Good? Good? No? Again. How we doing? Another 2 minutes to go. Are we on track? Have a kasha. Kasha is that in Daf Lama Mebeis we learned the Gemara says that if Reuven shoves Truma down Shimon's throat and Shimon can no longer cough it up, then that could not be a case of Be'idna. We could not go to Shimon and say that you're potter from paying. We would make Shimon pay, right? The Gemara said, how can we Shimon pay? He was ba'onus. So Taisa says he was ba'onus in eating the truma. So why should he pay? Rashi says he was ba'onus in his chiyuv misa. So we're asking, so why don't we say onus b'chiyuv misa? Tanu V'chizkiya says he still did a maisa achila that's chayiv kareis. That's chayiv misa b'nei shemayim. And it's the maisa which has been pattering. So the Gemara should have said, it's a good example. So Rabbi Kavir says, yeah, but it's Rashi. And Rashi is the one who says that we don't apply Tanu Yechizki B'chunim Yenakana. Since we're in Mamish talking about Achiyev Misa B'dayodam, Achiyev Misa B'shemayim HaKoreis, so Rashi is Gevaldig. Rashi says, read the Gemara Kipshuta, he's Onos, like a Shoigeg, but it doesn't matter. There's no Achiyev Misa in this case. So Rabbi Vega says, maybe the reason Rashi says Chayav Misa Onusu in the Chayav Misa, not the Shulman, is because Lashitosai. Oy, the Eshloimar. Oh, we could say what we said last week. Or you could say, Oynes is not Shoigeg. Enoch Anami, Shoigeg, the Chuli Menachona says, commonly applies. But Oynes, Loshen Reb Kimeger, Oynes Ben HaTorah Mutar, Vilei Omar Kolom, it's Mamish. You only said last week, it's not a Maisa Veira Bechlau. Two ways to read Rashi. We keep it as an afkemina. Halach la-maisa. He says, nafkemina would be if a person does a chiyuv misa bidei shemayim be'oines and he's kari shemayim at the same time. If you say the first day, first sheet of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that equates oinus to shoigeg, so then we still apply, then we apply komle. But if you say that the second day, oinus is nothing, he didn't do a ma'isa machayiv misa. So therefore, he should be chayiv teshulman in the shiraya. So this chakira, I gave you just one or two ma'am makomis in the chakira, the kavis shurim. Is an oynis a maisa bechlal as nafkaminas according to have nafkaminas right in the din of korban midah. So again, so what did we accomplish today? We went back la maisa. We went back to Nechuli ben Akona, and we pointed out a machlekes Rashi Tosis whether Nechuli ben Akona's din is like Tanu Bechizkiya, or unlike Tanu Bechizkiya. All right? Chakira and Nuchim and Akona. What is the din of Chayiv Koreis B'Shoigeg? Machloikis Rashi Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that this will give us an insight into the Sugi Lamed Vav Beis. Two ways of learning Pshat and Rashi. Big Nafkamina. And then we said, but what's at the root of the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos? The root of the machloikis is whether Tanu Bechizkiya is a chiddush. In other words, is it a new way of learning Kolim Raminei, or is it a din nosaf? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is legabe misha ochel chomish lekdush veisach. It could be another nafkamina. And that's the machlekes with the Marashal and the Ktois. Who's done the machlekes, Marashal and Ktois? So we have to have it's an important machlekes. So I want to do it properly so that either we'll discuss it tomorrow and finish up, but think about it, or we'll do it when we get to the Shlomo Zayin. All right. Tomorrow I would like to be able to go back there. I would like tomorrow to be able to discuss.